Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
In our final segment on Oswald Chambers, I can't help but gravitate to a very powerful principle of life. When you pass from this earth, what have you left behind to influence people, either for good or bad? You might call it leaving your legacy. Oswald Chambers was a sort of ever-burning flame for Christ in his lifetime. His students wanted to be like him. He traveled in the United States and Japan for about 10 years, speaking at churches and gatherings of the body of Christ. And it is said that when he spoke, he was on fire. Then the unthinkable happened. At the age of 42, his appendix burst, and he died of complications. Our immediate reaction is, what a waste. A man like that leaving this earth at the age of 42. But history tells us not to despair. History tells us this man was far more influential after his death. While the book he is known by worldwide, My Utmost for His Highest, has sold 13 million copies, millions of people still read it every day, over 200 years after Oswald's death. How's that for influence? Then there is the 30-some other books in circulation that his wife Biddy published from Oswald lectures. It is impossible to estimate what positive effect these books have had on millions of readers. So the challenge is to each of us. What sort of legacy will we leave on this earth when we die? Are we someone that people admire and want to follow? Perhaps a fitting ending here is my definition of a leader. You become a leader when people want what you have and follow you to get it.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.